I must now go and investigate some of the other books he was interested in before getting myself ready for tomorrow's expedition. Ah, I can hear you shaking your head in sorrow and bewilderment. Don't worry, everything is getting nicely out of control. If you say so, Dirk. Oh, by the way, what does ineffable actually mean?
I don't know, said Dirk tersely, but I intend to find out.
Chapter 6. The following morning the weather was so foul it hardly deserved the name, and Dirk decided to call it Stanley instead. Stanley wasn't a good downpour. Nothing wrong with a good downpour for clearing the air. Stanley was the sort of thing you needed a good downpour to clear the air of. Stanley was muggy, close and oppressive, like someone large and sweaty pressed up against you in a tube train. Stanley didn't rain, but every so often he dribbled on you. Dirk stood outside in the Stanley. The actor had kept him waiting for over an hour now, and Dirk was beginning to wish that he had stuck, by his own opinion that actors never got up in the morning. Instead of which, he had turned up rather eagerly outside the actor's flat at about 8:30, and then stood behind a tree for an hour. Nearly an hour and a half now. There was a brief moment of excitement when a motorcycle messenger arrived and delivered a small package, but that was about it. Dirk lurked about 20 yards from the actor's door. The motorcycle messenger arrival incident had surprised him a bit. The actor didn't seem to be a particularly prosperous one. He looked as if he was more in the still knocking on people's doors bit of his career than in the having scripts biked round to him bit. Time dragged by. Dirk had read through the small collection of newspapers he'd brought with him twice, and checked through the contents of his wallet and pocket several times. The usual collection of business cards for people he had no recollection of meeting, unidentifiable phone numbers on scraps of paper, credit cards, checkbook, his passport. He had suddenly remembered that he had left it in another jacket when his quarry had paused for a longish time at the window of a travel agent yesterday. His toothbrush, he never travelled without his toothbrush, with the result that it was completely unusable, and his notebook. He even consulted his own horoscope in one of the papers, the one written by a disreputable friend of his who toiled unscrupulously under the name of the great Zaganza. First he glanced at some of the entries under other birth signs just to get a feel for the kind of mood the GZ was in. Mellow, it seemed, at first sight. Your ability to take the long view will help you through some of the minor difficulties you experience when Mercury... Past weeks have strained your patience, but new possibilities will now start to emerge as the sun... Beware of allowing others to take advantage of your good nature. Resolve will be especially called for when... Boring humdrum stuff. He read his own horoscope. Today you will meet a 3-ton rhinoceros called Desmond. Dirk clapped the paper shut in irritation, and at that moment the door suddenly opened.